100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And also when I catch up on the last week's stories, because I've really gotten lazy about posting them again. You would think I would have all the time in the world to get them done. Nope. Had them written. I just didn't record them. I'll fix that eventually. Anyway, the weekly challenge this week was an empty deodorant can. An empty deodorant can. And we got some stories in, and I want to thank Louie for letting me know that, you didn't get one done, and it was nice of you to let me know. And I'm grateful for that, because I'm like, did I delete any stories dragging and dropping? I mean, I get 10 billion job board notices, and this and that, and the rejection letters, and the invites for interviews, and do I really want that one, and negotiations, and oh my god, I don't know. I just probably need to go down to Tampa and see the Salvador Dali Museum for a while. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you afterwards.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this may sound like a bit of a rant. It probably is. It's called Warning. If there's one thing I really can't stand, it's the nanny state. Politicians, public bodies and corporations looking after our interests and keeping us safe from harm. Let's cut to the chase. I'm perfectly capable of exercising viewer discretion without being advised to do it by some well-meaning TV announcer. I don't need a warning telling me the content of my apple pie or coffee cup may be hot. I can figure that out by myself. Thank you very much. As for this warning on my deodorant can, do not pierce even when empty. Well, we'll see about that.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
A chair, bolted to the floor, cable ties, and duct tape, an empty deodorant can and a cigarette lighter lying together, discarded carelessly on the floor, a cryptic puzzle silently begging you to put the pieces together. What happened here? Can you guess? Can you work it out? Or perhaps you need something more obvious to reconstruct recent events. The moaning coming from the corner of the room should be a dead giveaway. But if you still haven't got it, then maybe you should take a closer look. His melted face is a bit of a giveaway, don't you think?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Beach towel, sunglasses, and empty deodorant can? She had stopped using spray deodorants ages ago, when being environmentally friendly was a thing. Suddenly, the can beeped. She quickly tossed it away, but her guilt made her pick it up again. Then, a red dot appeared, exactly when her ex walked up. Hello! For some reason, he took the can from her and vanished. To her amazement, the can spoke. Thank you for helping us capture a human specimen of the stupid kind. We'll research him thoroughly. Perhaps she could help again. She knew a few more specimens of the stupid kind. And this was my story for this week, told by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Got No Title, Kids. As a rule, I'm pretty fluid with topics here at the Challenge. I can say only a handful of prompts have left me staring blankly into space. This is one. So, I asked AI, is there anything interesting about empty deodorant cans? This is what it spit out. Empty deodorant containers are widely available for purchase online for DIY projects ranging in price from roughly $1 to $3 per unit depending on the quality and the material, plastic or cardboard. Is there an infinite retention of value for all manufactured items? Wait, who are these people buying this stuff? Get a life. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1043, I believe, with the prompt of an empty deodorant can. So here's my story. Bilbert took Mandy's hand, and they flew to her bedroom window. She pushed it open and waved Bilbert in. Once inside, she pointed to her bed. Have a seat. I'll be right back. He didn't think it appropriate for a boy to sit on a girl's bed, but as there were no other chairs in the room, he gave up and sat. She brought in an old deodorant can that rattled when she shook it. Hold out your hand, she said as she twisted the bottom from the can. Obediently, Bilbert did, and Mandy shoved a ring onto his finger. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It was time to clean out the cupboards in the bathroom. Old pills, crusted over bottles of cough medicine, it all went in the trash. We found some dead bugs back there, bandages that fell out of the pack, cotton swabs too, burnt out light bulbs. We checked them. Sure enough, I guess we replaced a few in the vanity and never threw out the dead ones. Some toothbrushes left over from when we went electric. A spent can of deodorant spray. Not sure why that wasn't thrown out. Empty the bin into the trash can and close the lid tight.
And there you have it, this week's weekly challenge on the topic of an empty deodorant can. I know that one was a little weird, but next week we're going back to a pick two. Fever, shoulder, torpid, hairbrush, and a dead plant. So pick two of those, get cracking, and see what you can come up with. Looking forward to it. Until then, I'll pretend that I'm going to get the stories for next week actually done during the week. As if. But as for jobs, had an offer that really was, no, I don't think so. A few interviews are up in the air. I made it to the second round of one where they promptly after my thanking them, said, no. And I'm like, okay. Then they posted two more, and I wrote them, should I send back in again? I don't know. Whatever. And then there's one really cool one that waiting on the person to get back and then start all the clearance and background and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Thank you all for being a part of this. And if you're running a little late, just send it in and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.